step in to the savory moment. We love our pets, in part because of the uncensored way they express themselves. The cat with the silken purr, who also just stalks off when the mood strikes with nothing more than a rude tail twitch in place of goodbye. The puppy who wriggles with unchecked joy, but also nips and gnashes in fits of bloodthirsty jealousy. Or that darting goldfish, so graceful, so glittering, even as it gulps the guppies. Through our pets, we live vicariously, reveling in behaviors we ourselves are too shy or well-mannered or grown-up to attempt. What if we thought of recipes as a kind of pet, prone to a characteristic set of knacks and quirks? Take a cook's best friend, the souffle. Soufflés are prized for their airy, ethereal quality, puffing up in a golden dome. In the soufflé, we see ourselves rising. But the soufflé has its flip side: sunken, shrunken, and utterly deflated. Okay, how about gnocchi? Those Italian potato dumplings boiled like pasta. Our gnocchi selves are chewy, tender, and supple, tossed with butter and Parmesan. On the other hand, who hasn't wound up with homemade gnocchi that are waterlogged, mushy, and best described as slop? What to do then? Embrace it all. The highs, the lows, and in-betweens of cooking. And enjoy the bad behavior of your more spirited recipes as if it were your own. Realistically, we're never going to train that goldfish, or a cat for that matter, but our souffle? Maybe. Have you mastered a difficult recipe? Visit savorymoment.org and email us your story. From the studios of KCAW in Sitka, Alaska, I'm Beth Shortroads. Whatever is on your dinner table tonight, may you savor the moment.